St. Maria Faustina Kowalska, Diary, Divine Mercy in My Soul. O eternal love, you command your sacred image to be painted and reveal to us the inconceivable fount of mercy. You bless whoever approaches your rays, and a soul, all black, will turn into snow. O sweet Jesus, it is here you establish the throne of your mercy, to bring joy and hope to sinful man. From your open heart, as from a pure fount, flows comfort to a repentant heart and soul. May praise and glory for this image never cease to stream from man's soul. May praise of God's mercy pour from every heart, now and at every hour, forever and ever. O my God, when I look into the future, I am frightened. But why plunge into the future? Only the present moment is precious to me, as the future may never enter my soul at all. It is no longer in my power to change, correct, or add to the past, for neither sages nor prophets could do that. And so, what the past has embraced, I must entrust to God. O present moment, you belong to me, whole and entire. I desire to use you as best I can, and although I am weak and small, you grant me the grace of your omnipotence. And so, trusting in your mercy, I walk through life like a little child, offering you each day this heart, burning with love for your greater glory. JMJ, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, God and souls, King of Mercy, guide my soul. St. Maria Faustina of the Blessed Sacrament. Vilnius, July 28, 1934. O my Jesus, because of my trust in you, I weave thousands of garlands, and I know that they will all blossom. And I know that they will all blossom when God's sun will shine on them. O great and divine sacrament that veils my God, Jesus, be with me each moment, and no fear will enter my heart. JMJ, Vilnius, July 28, 1934, First Notebook, God and Souls. Be adored, O most holy Trinity, now and for all time. Be adored in all your works and all your creatures. May the greatness of your mercy be admired and glorified, O God. I am to write down the encounters of my soul with you, O God, at the moments of your special visitations. I am to write about you, O incomprehensible in mercy, towards my poor soul. Your holy will is the life of my soul. I have received this order through him who is for me your representative here on earth, who interprets your holy will to me. Jesus, you see how difficult it is for me to write, how unable I am to put down clearly what I experience in my soul. O God, can a pen write down that for which many a time there are no words? But you give the order to write, O God. That is enough for me. In this passage at the beginning of her diary, St. Faustina speaks about Jesus' order for her to paint a picture according to the model that was shown to her. She's talking about an apparition that she received on February 22, 1931, in Płock, Poland. She also writes some beautiful poetry or verses at the beginning of her diary, reflecting on Jesus' mercy and on the importance of staying in the present moment and letting go of the past. Here she's also speaking of her confessor, Blessed Michael Sopochko. He told her to write down her interior experiences so that he would have time outside of the confessional to read them and to discern what God was doing in her life. Once a sister in her convent had asked Blessed Sopochko why St. Faustina was keeping a diary, and he replied, "I was a professor at the seminary and at the School of Theology of the Stefan Batory University in Vilnius at the time. I had no time to listen to her lengthy confessions at the confessional, So I told her to write everything down and then to show it to me from time to time. This is how the diary came into being. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in Diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.